He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Interesting show for you today. I'm going to show you two things that you absolutely need to know. One, we're going to talk about this particular gadget, which is almost a must-have, and when you consider the price of it, you're going to really like this. This is a power bank. It's a solar charger, but we'll get into that in just 1 second. And then next, I'm going to talk about VPNs, virtual private networks. I get asked probably once a week, what's the best VPN? What's the best VPN? And I always tell everybody, like, to answer that question, it's like, what's the best car? There's a bazillion of them out there, and there's a lot of factors that enter into choosing and selecting a VPN. So I don't typically do this, but I'm going to show you the VPN that I have been using probably for the last 6 months-ish, and I'm pretty happy with it, and it's pretty affordable. So stay tuned, and we'll take a peek at that. All right, let's get into today's show, and what we're going to do is look at the gadget of the day. Here we have today's gadget of the day. This is a solar charger made by YPWA. I cannot find anything about the company anywhere on the internet other than they sell a bunch of different types of chargers. I have used their products in the past, and they've worked quite well. This is a relatively new product, and I really like it. If you follow the Gadget Professor, you will know that I do not recommend any charger less than 10,000 milliamps. This one's a whopping 30,000. That is huge, and that is awesome. This has two ways of receiving a charge. One by solar power, and right here you can see the solar panels that will receive the sun's light and convert it into energy. And also you can charge this up via one of the jacks here, and we'll talk about that in a second. And last but not least, this does have an LED flashlight, and this will charge your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, and all kinds of stuff. This gets a fabulous rating of 4.5 stars out of 5, which is absolutely excellent. And let's take a quick peek here at some of the other visuals that come with this. This first item here that we'll talk about, if I can get it to come up, is the, we already talked about, okay, there's your flashlights. And let's see if we can knock this down. Usually I have an arrow here that lets me go back and forth, but today for some reason we don't have that. So here we go. Large capacity. This has the ability to charge two devices at the same time. That is super, super, super excellent. And you can see right down here, right there, there's two USB ports there where you're charging two devices simultaneously. It has two USB outputs, and it has one micro USB input, and that's for charging. Now, it might seem confusing, but you can charge this in two ways. You can charge this by plugging it into the wall or to a charger via this one micro USB input, or you can charge it via the sun. I'll talk about that in a second. The next thing that you need to know, which is really important because this has such an enormous capacity, 30,000 milliamps, huge. This will give you 8.5 charges on the iPhone. It's going to give you 6.5 charges on your iPad, on your Mini, and this will also give you 6.8 charges on the Galaxy S20, so you can get a good feel for the power of that. Now, I mentioned there's two ways to charge this. One way is to charge this via the outlet, okay, and this is what I extremely highly recommend. This is the only way to charge this, in my opinion. Stick it in the juice and charge it up. You're going to get 12 hours of charging will charge this thing completely. Charge it overnight. It takes a long time to charge overnight. It's no big deal, and it will last you all day. Now, the second way to charge, which they conveniently show you here, is via the sun. You just let it lay there, and it's going to take a charge. However, it says right up front, solar charging is an emergency charging method. So don't use this as your primary charge. Basically, what this will do is give you a trickle charge. It will slowly refurbish the battery. I doubt you'll ever get to the full 300 milliamp charge on this using the sun. However, if you're using this all day and you're out in the sun, you might as well trickle charge it to pick up whatever boost you can get. It says several days. You know, you got to read the fine print, but it's up front. It says several days to charge via the solar panel. And the reason for that is, of course, these panels are not that sensitive when they receive the sunlight. It's hard to convert the energy back into electricity or stored charge within the battery capacity. So, again, it's a trickle charge, and I'll tell you, in an emergency situation, if you're stranded in the island like Gilligan, this is a good thing to have. It won't hurt. Also, if you're backpacking or whatever, you know, keep the sun on it all the time. It will give it a good trickle charge and keep it as charged as possible. Another thing that's nice is you can take this anywhere. It's not that heavy, but believe me, if you are on a plane or on a train that has no charging ability, this will get you through the crunch real easy, and it will charge all your devices, all your headphone devices, you know, whatever you have, certainly your phone, no question about that. And last but not least, and this is very important, it has a lot of safety protection built into it. It has multi-protection technologies, and if you look at this, it has overcurrent protection, which means that you're not going to be able to overcharge your devices, which is very important. This one I love, particularly in Arizona. By the way, it's 104 here today. You have temperature protection, so this thing will never overheat. It has over voltage protection, so you're not going to overcharge the specific device, meaning this charger. You won't overcharge it. So if you leave it in for 12 hours overnight and you forget it, it's not going to overcharge. It's going to know when it's charged. It's going to shut down. And of course, this is probably the same thing, over voltage protection, overcharge protection. Same thing. I don't know why they do that. Maybe to make it sound more beefy than it is. Also, if that's not enough, it has a really powerful, excuse me, very nice flashlight in there that definitely works. So all that stuff added up, this is a pretty worthwhile and good device to have. Now this sells, as you can see here, for $37.99, call it $38. It's worth it for that, I gotta tell you, because of all the features that it has. It's quite powerful. It has a flashlight, it has a trickle charger, and also you can charge two devices at once. And last but not least, of course, as we mentioned, you're gonna get huge capacity to multiple charge devices more than once, twice, three, four, five times. Look, you have an iPhone, it's a 12, it's gonna charge it 8.5 times. That is pretty significant. So, again, this is a great charging device. At $39, you can't beat it, and I'll show you something in 1 second. Let's take a quick look at the device. This is the box that it comes in. Nothing fancy on the back of it, of course. It tells you all the stuff that it will do. No surprises there. We just talked about that. And now I'm going to, for the first time, open this up and take a peek at it. In the box, we're just going to pull out the stuff. Of course, you have your handy-dandy instruction sheet, which you should read. It gives you a USB micro connector with a USB. It does not give you the charger, but you must have a million of those power packs laying around the house. Any one of those will work with this device. And finally, here is the actual device. Very sleek design. High-quality plastic, I would say. It's a tad heavy, but it's 300... it's 30,000 milliamps. It's huge. So, of course, here is your solar cells that you could see them. You'll notice the light right there. And, of course, that is the indicator light telling you how much it's charged. And right now it's not charged a lot. But more importantly, right here you can see the two dots in the center which is the flashlight. And then you've got your two USB charging ports right there. And somewhere on the side here, I'm looking for that charging jack. And where is it? Oh, yes, here it is, right here. This is where you're going to put in that power connector right there, and it will charge the device up. It does have a nice power button on the side here. I'm going to turn it on, and of course, it shows me it has 4 stars, so maybe this is charged up. We'll try it. No. Oh, there it is. 2 clicks, and there's my light. And you keep pressing the button here, and it will bring you through the various phases, lights on, lights off, things like that. This definitely needs to be charged up right out of the box, so I'll plug this in and juice it up. So pretty much there you have it. Now, one thing that I want to show you here, which kind of interesting, if we go back here and take a look at the price of this, $37.99. Now, I'm going to go to Deal Steals, okay, dealnews.com, and you know I talk about Deal News all the time. I put in power banks. Boom, look what pops up. YPA Solar Charger, 30,000 milliamps portable power bank. Guess what? This is the one we're talking about that sells for $37. Oh my God, it's $18. You can't beat that with a stick for $18. And the way Deal News works is real simple. You click over here to copy the coupon, and then you click buy now, and it's going to take you to Amazon, and then you're going to put in this code. However, I'm sorry, folks, the coupon expires actually when you're watching this. It will be a day or two ago, so this will not be available. But if you look here, here's a RAV power pack. Again, sells for $33, on sale for $10. So these things come and go. Now, this one's been here for 2 weeks. It usually does not tell you when it expires, but here is the actual time, watch timer on that says it ends today. So I doubt very much that will still be available. My point is not to make you crazy, but certainly a difference between $37 and $18. It's better than half price for a power pack of this quality. It's just a no-brainer. So the moral of the story is you got to check dealnews.com every day, every hour. They have different stuff up there, and that's how I get a lot of this junk. I mean, this stuff for half price or sometimes even less. I like Deal News a lot, so check that on a daily basis. And also, before you're ready to buy something, okay, just go on to Deal Steals here and just go right up here and hit the search button here and put in, let's put in SD cards. I'm just making this up, SD cards. And I'm going to click, and we're going to go there, search, and boom, there it is. It shows you everything that's on sale at that particular moment. Here's a 64 gigabyte card for $13, regularly $18. Here's storage drives from Dell, 57% off. Here's a great deal, a 128 micro SDX card, regularly $40, $29. So you get the general picture here. There's all kinds of things on there, and you just got to check it on a daily basis to know really what's going on, and save yourself some money. Okay, the next topic that we're going to go to is VPNs, and man, this is probably the most confusing topic there is out there. There's a lot to say about it, and look, the truth of the matter is, if you're not doing something illegal, you don't have to worry about having a VPN. Now, what's illegal? Well, certainly downloading copyrighted material is illegal. People do it. It's illegal. Will you get caught? Maybe. The same thing with, downloading software or things like that. Is it illegal? Yeah, it's illegal. Will you get caught? Perhaps. So you don't want to do that stuff. And that's the only reason for a VPN. But there are other reasons that are legal. What about the people that are spying on you or supposedly spying on you and monitoring your internet activity, like where you're surfing, which is no one's business? And more importantly, what if you're doing some financial transactions on the at your bank or securities, things like that? You don't want anybody looking around and snooping around, and that's the real need really for a VPN, a virtual private network. What it is it's a piece of software, sometimes it's hardware, that blocks your IP address, and we'll talk about that in 1 second. Actually, I'm going to show you. There's 1,000 VPN services out there. They're all very similar. The things you want to know about a VPN when you're buying one is, one, how many servers are there? And there should be a ton of servers. They need to be all over the world, okay? Secondarily, they all will block your what's called IP address, which is basically your phone number, and that's your fingerprint that the government will get and find out what you're doing or what you shouldn't be doing. That's definitely through your IP address. A VPN will block that, so, quote, no one knows. However, and this is the part that you got to get in your head, if you're doing something really nasty, and there's a lot of things that are extremely nasty and you shouldn't be doing, if the federal government, the FBI, the CIA, whatever, wants to find out who you are, even with the VPN, they will find out, okay? They have technology that is available that will easily find out who's at the end of this and just go right around the VPN. And there are many situations where they will actually summons the VPN company to disclose who's the IP address. Now, a lot of these companies claim they don't have records, and they probably don't. In any event, just watch what you're doing. If you want a VPN, that's fine, and I run a VPN. If I'm out of state or whatever, and I'm doing transactions on the phone, you know, trying to pay bills or whatever, I want to be private. If I'm in an airport, if I'm in a hotel, or, you know, at the beach, wherever, I want to be private. I want to be protected. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. So that's my right. All right, all that said, let's take a look at something interesting here. Let's take a look at basically how you find a VPN. Well, I'm just going to put in the browser here, best VPN, and I get all kinds of things popping up. Right here, I get best VPN service of 2022. Well, who's telling me that? What source? Well, it's CNET. CNET in Toronto happens to be one of the finest outlets, news outlets, tech outlets out there. End of story. I trust them. I use them. It's a great company. Let's see who else is around. Oh, Tom's Guide. Very reputable. Been around for 1 million years. Tom's Guide is very, very good, and I trust them. Tech Radar, I trust them. One of the best companies out there for tech info. So the top three, Forbes, yeah, you've heard of them. I trust them. PC Magazine, yeah, I trust them. So first you're going to verify the source, okay? Let's go down one more. Okay, security.org, I don't even know who they are. So Digital Trends, I'm going to take the top three. You know, I'll take any of those over anybody else. So I want to average out who's the best up here. So I'm going to go into CNET and see what they say. Who do they recommend? Now, this is how I'm going to make my decision as to who I'm going to choose. So right here, it gives you upfront, which I like, their top five. So the first one, ExpressVPN. That's the number one that they recommend. Number one, $6.67 a month. You're going to get 3 months free. Surfshark, 24 months, get 2 months free. NordVPN, Proton, IPVanish, which has been around forever. So these will all suffice. They're all extremely similar. You'll be hard-pressed to test the difference between any of these. They all have a ton of servers out there. They all give you a bunch of features, blah, blah, blah. Let's see who else is up there in the top 10, if you will. I'm just going to go to Tom's Guide again just to get a quick reference as to if any of their top five is in Tom's top five. So let us click on that. There we go. And here's Tom's choice. And again, Tom's Guide is extremely reputable. They go into a nice definition, and you might want to read up on this, about VPNs, and they discuss it in great length. Okay, the first one is ExpressVPN. They think that's the number one best. Why? It's got 3,000 plus servers. As I said, one of the main criterias for me is you got to have a lot of servers all over the world. The second thing, and it's extremely important when I'm picking a VPN service, it's 630 MIPS. That's fast. That's good. It's got 160 locations in 94 companies. That's huge. Interesting. How many devices will this support? Five. Five's pretty good. Do you have 5 units? Do you have 5 PCs or 5 combinations of iPad, iPhone, Mac, whatever? If you have up to 5, you only pay 1 subscription. 24/7 chat. That's awesome. 30-day money-back guarantee. Awesome. The pluses are rock-solid privacy features, apps for just about everything. Superb for torrenting if you want to examine the torrents and get all kinds of content on the torrents. This will be it. Slightly more expensive, but well worth it. Okay, what's number 2? Oh, NordVPN. 5,500 different types of servers all over the place. That's good. Not quite as good. And let's keep going down. Oh, Surfshark. It's cheap, but performs like a premium product. 3,200 servers. Let me tell you, if you can't find a server that is within 3,000 servers or 5,000, you got a real problem. 1,000 is a lot. That means there's 1,000 different places that you can try to connect to, and they're all over the world. So you can basically be in Australia, in Canada, you can be in Thailand, the Bahamas, the United States, all over the place, which will give the appearance that that's where you are because it's hiding, it's masking your IP address, and basically you're going from your IP address to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, and finally it's being resolved in whatever country you choose or whatever location you choose, that's what the IP will actually look like. So what did I choose? Well, I've used all of these that I've talked about, and let's go back here, and here is what I finally picked on. And I'll show you why. I actually chose, believe it or not, Surfshark. Why? Well, for me, it had pretty much everything I wanted. You can browse privately on your internet, so no one can track you. That's important. You can change your IP, which means you can pick anywhere you want to put it. You can travel secure, which is of particular interest to me, and it's very important that I am safe. Now I'm going to go into view all the benefits of Surfshark, and one of the main factors for me, quite frankly, was price. This thing is cheap, and you know me, I want to get the best value that I can. So this thing had some stuff that I just thought was absolutely amazing. It also will allow you to, if you want, you can switch on block ads and malware. That's a big thing. It keeps you safe. Everything else, pretty much standard. Browse privately. Every VPN is going to browse privately. Hide your location. Everyone's going to do that. Block ads and malware. Some do, some don't. Again, I want to be safe in public Wi-Fi. Important to me. This is very important. Prevent tracking with ads, and you can do a Surfshark search. It's like a Google search, and again, no records, no logs, no nothing. That's very, very handy. Also, you can get this risk-free, all that kind of stuff. Protect your identity, take control of this, that, and it does a lot of cool things. So let me see. I'm looking for a chart here. I don't know if this will bring it up, but one thing that this did that I thought was insane. Okay, we'll take a look at this while we're here. Look at the price of this thing. 24 months, 2 years, you're going to save 81%. And I believe you get 2 months free on top of that, and you get a 30-day warranty on that. So for $79 a month, you can't beat that. $79 for 2 years, that's what I'm trying to say, plus 2 months extra. It's a great deal. Now, one of the things that Surfshark did that no one else did, and I don't know how they can do it, but you have unlimited accounts. So if you have 100 different pieces of equipment that you want to protect, they don't care. If you want to share your username and password with whoever it is, they don't care. That's a huge deal. So you get your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, all your crony friends. You divide through by how many people there are, and for 2 years you have 10 people. You do the math. Okay, $7 for 2 years. whatever. You can be a sport and just give it away. That's one of the reasons I chose this VPN, Surfshark. One, it's fast. Two, they've got over 3,300 servers all over the place. I get no money from them. I don't even know who owns it. I have known nothing. But what I liked about it is I use the NVIDIA Shield box as a server. I can put the Surfshark on that. I can put it on my PC. I can put it on Mac. I can put it on my iPhone. It's great. It's great. And it's worked well. And the big question is, do VPNs slow down your activity? Yeah, they do. They all do. And it's just a matter of how much or how slow it is that you're willing to deal with. Now, I haven't seen anything real bad or real slow on Surfshark. And they also have the ability to go in on a menu, which none of the other ones have had, where you can click small packets, which reduces the backlogging or the I can't think of it. It's backlogging. It shows, then it stops, and then it shows, and then it stops. You won't do that, especially if you choose small packets. So there is a ton of things that you can choose individually. Click on the preference menu within Surfshark. Also, I've texted them, live chatted with them at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I can't sleep, so I'm working on stuff. And they answer immediately, and you have a live chat, and they know what they're doing. So all those things added up to me, plus the price of like $78 for 2 years plus 2 months free. It's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal. It really is. There are other ones out there. Are there better? I don't know. But for the price and the functionality that this gives me, that's what I use, folks. And there you go. Hopefully I won't get asked that again. But every week, man, what one do you use? And I'm reluctant to say because everybody, you know, some people like Ford, some people like Toyota. Based on what I do, I use for my criteria, it's worked out pretty good for me in the ability to share the account with a zillion people. Actually, I should call them and say I'm going to do a show on Surfshark and get some money, but what the hell. All right, that is going to wrap it up today, folks. For the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.